Students are back to learning in person full-time at the Independence Academy. That's a small private school in Indianapolis. They serve only about 40 students, all of whom are on the autism spectrum. Kate is one of them. She's a 15-year-old sophomore.
And I love the school, but not with Zoom. Zoom was not my favorite.
Why didn't you like Zoom?
I just thought being in person is better, just for me, mentally and physically, because I like to be with people. I don't like seeing people on computers.
A group of middle school age students shared similar feelings. They preferred being in person, and not just because it was easier to learn that way.
And what's your name?
Christian.
Are you happy to be back in school?
Yep.
Why?
This school is awesome. I never had so many friends before.
Marissa Gill is the director of the Independence Academy. She says social and emotional learning is built into everything they do because students with autism need to know how to interact with the world to become independent adults.
That's critical to what we do here, just as critical as the academic piece. And our goal is our students are not isolated and that they're forming friendships and that they just their social interactions are strengthened. And so you're in a situation where that's not possible if they're remote.
Gill says the testing they've done so far indicates that students didn't lose a ton of academic skills during the pandemic. But she's seen some students' mental health decline, along with their behavior and social skills.
It's hard when you've worked so hard for something and you think, hey, we're past this and we're on to our next challenge. And then you realize, okay, we've got to backtrack here.
Gill's observations line up with Jess Dozen's experience. Dozen's son, Mason, is 10 years old. He has Down syndrome, and he goes to school in Hammond, a city in northwest Indiana. Dozen says virtual learning did not work for Mason.
It was absolutely horrible. And most of the time, like, we'd be sitting in my dining room, and we would be fighting. I'm trying to, like, hold him. And then I feel like a maniac because the teacher's probably like, why can't this kid listen to his mother? You know, like, you just feel terrible. Like, what are you supposed to do? And he's so stubborn.
Mason is back in school full time this year, and he's now getting occupational and speech therapy, services he didn't receive virtually. But Dozen still worries about the social opportunities Mason missed during the last year and a half.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know he's not going to get any of that time back. And I felt like he lost a ton. And it made him a little more stubborn, actually, too, because he got too used to us.
Dozen says Mason doesn't have any friends outside of school. It's the one place he can work on social skills. Sarah Hurwitz says that's common for students with disabilities. Hurwitz is an associate professor at Indiana University. She studies the effects of the pandemic on students like Mason.
They didn't get to work on social goals. And even when they were at school, the social distance requirements made it difficult to work on social skills. So they missed like a year and a half of social development that they really needed support with.
Hurwitz surveyed and interviewed special ed teachers at dozens of schools across Indiana. She asked them about their concerns for the future.
Everyone knows that there's going to be some academic implications of the pandemic, and the teachers know that. But what they're really the most concerned about were things beyond the academic disruptions, like behavior and social disruptions.
Hurwitz says we don't know how long it will take to get students back on track, both academically and socially. She says it will depend on the quality of their teachers and the ability of schools to provide services. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Gaines.